Question was to Commissioner Slive, talking about at SEC Media Days. He talked about expanding quickly. Why Texas A&M and why Texas A&M right now?
The comment that I made at Media Day was actually a tongue-in-cheek comment, because the idea was everybody was talking about 16 being some magic number for a super conference. I thought at 12 we were a super conference. And that, so I was just saying, you know, you, a conference, we could add four schools very quickly, but that's not really what we were about. We were very happy at 12. But when Texas A&M came to us and indicated their interest in joining the SEC, we said to ourselves, that is a great institution. Academically, athletically, culturally, in every way, and a real fit. And so we decided, even though we were content at 12, that to have the opportunity to have Texas A&M as part of the SEC was something that we just did not want to give up.
Question for Bill Byrne is, how quickly do you think that Texas A&M will be able to move into the SEC right off the bat?
If we were not able to play in the SEC right now, I'm not certain we'd be going there. We're ready. The progress that our teams have made has been incredible. And I am so pleased, not with just what our football program has done, but you look at these national championship trophies out here, we can compete in the SEC.
I wanted to ask about, in early September, when y'all released the statement kind of saying A&M had been conditionally accepted, making sure that y'all weren't liable to any kind of legal lawsuits or anything like that. I just wanted to ask, have you received any assurances or anything like that, or what makes y'all comfortable that this is something you can do?
Yeah. Well, we have not received assurances except in this way, that back in early September when we received a letter from the Big 12 indicating that the Big 12 was asked us to move ahead. Actually, it was very interesting because the initiative for that letter came from the Big 12, that if Texas A&M was leaving, and apparently they were, could we get it done in a hurry so that the Big 12 could move on and do what they really wanted to do to expand beyond where they were. And however, on the 6th, so we scheduled a meeting 4 days later. Just before that meeting was to convene, we had heard from an institution that had concerns. And the concern was expressed because Oklahoma had indicated that it had concerns and was exploring its own future. To make a long story short, when Oklahoma then decided that the Big 12 was where it wanted to be, we felt that the spirit of the letter that we got on the September the 2nd was fulfilled, and we were prepared to move ahead, and here we are today.
A question regarding a 13th team. Now, do you need to add a 14th for Commissioner Slive?
Well, as I said last year over and over again, that we have been very strategic and thoughtful about thinking when we think about expansion. And when A&M expressed interest in us, we felt that by any measure it was a good fit, so we moved ahead. You know, we have not been necessarily looking to expand. At some point in time, that may come to pass, but this isn't something that we feel we have to do right away. Clearly scheduling with 13 is not easy, and we'll work through that. But we will remain very thoughtful and very strategic about what we do in terms of further expansion.
Question for Bill Byrne regarding playing the Arkansas game, the series in Dallas, and then second regarding the Texas rivalry.
We wanted to play Arkansas in the Metroplex because we felt once we lost our contacts with TCU and SMU, we needed a presence in the Metroplex. We still think we do. Now, having said that, we need to talk with the athletics director at Arkansas to see whether they're wanting to continue having a conference game in the Metroplex. So that's something the two of us need to talk about, and then I'll sit down and talk with President Lofton. I would hate to give up this Texas series. I mean, I saw the numbers in the paper this morning. Was I wrong? 114 years that we've been competing. 117. I was wrong again. That's I can screw up a one-car funeral, but we want to continue playing. I mean, that is such a storied tradition, and we would like to continue that.
Question regarding the exit procedures from the Big 12 for President Lofton.
The very day after we sent our letter requesting membership in the SEC, I communicated, of course, with the commissioner of the Big 12. As we moved forward with that discussion with the SEC, we offered to immediately enter into negotiations with them for our buyout, our termination agreement, basically. And they were more interested in getting the letter to Commissioner Slavich a while ago, a letter saying we don't have any legal issues with you, go ahead and take care of this, because our letter of withdrawal was conditional on membership in the conference. And so they felt it was important to act on that first. And that did not work out, as was indicated by the commissioner. We came back to them a week and a half ago with the same request, let's get started with this. And given the fact that Commissioner Beebe has now left the office, and we have a new commissioner, Chuck Dynas, coming on board in interim capacity, we assume very quickly we can enter into negotiations with them to get this done. We have every intent, as we said in our letter to them at that point, to quickly and amicably resolve this and go forward. I cannot give you a number, obviously. We think we understand the range within which our buyout is likely to occur, but it'd be improper for me to quote any numbers for you right now, but we do think we know what that range will be, and we're ready to go forward tomorrow, if necessary, and begin the conversation.
Question for the commissioner regarding scheduling 13 teams.
We have put together a transition team. We put together a transition team to begin working on schedules. We brought 16 members of our staff here today so that they can get acquainted and start conversations. The goal will be for the transition team to develop a series of options, and that when these options are developed, then we will take the options to our athletic directors for their consideration. And once we have schedules worked out, we'll be in a position to announce them.
Question for Dr. Matchin regarding adding an institution such as Texas A&M to the SEC.
I think that's a great question. As Bowen already indicated, he and I are seatmates at the AAU meetings twice a year. I believe if you look closely at the academic components of both of our institutions, you will find an amazing amount of overlap. We have faculty that we recruit from here, and Bowen already indicated you stole my wife's horse trainer to be your dean of Vet Med, and she was also my daughter's mentor, so he owes me something out of this deal, I can tell you for sure. But I am so comfortable having an institution as good as this one be a partner in our league, and I think all the other presidents and chancellors feel exactly the same way.
Question regarding the renegotiation of TV contracts within the SEC for the commissioner.
Yeah. In our agreement, we negotiated into our agreements. Well, there are two components. We have in our agreements the standard agreements that deal with conference composition in terms of where you sit down and you talk about the conference's composition, if you gain an institution or if you lose an institution. But in addition, we negotiated into our agreement something we call look-ins. And the purpose of a look-in is that during the life, because it's a 15-year contract, during the life of a contract of that length, things change. The landscape changes, technology changes, you know, all aspects change. And so with the provision for a look-in, then we will be sit down and make sure that at the end of the day, given the composition of our league, that we have exactly what we bargained for when we started.
Question for President Lofton regarding the length of time this took. Any second doubts as part of the process?
Good things come to those who wait. Certainly, we were interested in making, once we really determined our direction here, which occurred in the July time frame, We had thought about this for a long time, really beginning last year. Certainly in 2010, there was the potential then of the Big 12 breaking up. We were prepared for that. We had conversations then with Commissioner Slive and felt that was an option we wanted to consider very seriously. Ultimately, at that point, things did not change except for Nebraska and Colorado departing into different conferences. But we did a lot of work back in 2010 thinking about the fit, if you will, between Texas A&M and the SEC. This year, we continued to think through that, and in July made the decision to approach the SEC and ask them to consider us for membership. Certainly, we did not expect that to be instantaneous. We had to really give them time to think through it. As I think the commissioner indicated, and so did President Manchin, the SEC is a very collegial organization, and it's obvious they want to move forward with a complete consensus on the part of their chancellors and presidents, and that always takes some time to converse and work through those kinds of questions. We didn't anticipate some of the issues that arose more recently that were externally driven, but we worked through those, and we're patient about it. Although Aggies are seldom patient about some things, we were certainly patient about this, I think, and I appreciate the perseverance of Commissioner Slive and the presidents and chancellors of the SEC and my board as well as we worked through these kinds of questions. But we got there in due course, methodically, carefully, and to good purpose.
A question for President Lawson regarding any contact with officials from the University of Texas regarding the rivalry.
I've been on conference calls with individuals from UT Austin recently, but we've not discussed a particular matter in that context. I've made several public comments about this, and I will stand by those. We certainly believe, as Bill Burns said a moment ago, that this is a storied rivalry. It's one that we've treasured for many years, and we certainly would want to continue that. Of course, it depends on their reaction to that as well. But we have no reason not to continue it in our mind. I would like to say this. The SEC has a long history of these kinds of cross-conference rivalries. I mean, certainly within Florida, Florida State and Florida play yearly. Clemson and South Carolina play yearly. Georgia Tech and Georgia. So my understanding is that the policy really permits this, encourages those kinds of rivalries at cross-conference boundaries to continue to occur in the best interest of the institutions in the SEC. And we've been assured by the conference commissioner that we'd be able to do this if our partner wants to do so.
Question regarding extending the rivalry with the University of Texas, not just in football, but all sports.
I don't know if you recall, we started, 7 or 8 years ago when I first came here, the Lone Star Showdown. And that is competition in every single sport. I remember my favorite Austin columnist, Kurt Bowles, wrote a question. He said, who knew the Aggies had varsity sports? So we've tried to be a little better every year, and I think we've become reasonably competitive with our friends in the state capitol. We'd like that to continue.
Question regarding actually playing University of Texas in football around Thanksgiving.
I don't want to preempt what our transition team might come up with, but speaking personally and not being the one that's going to be working on that schedule, I certainly would like to see that happen.
Question about the timeline for the SEC, given the time of the year that we're in, is the SEC going to be a 13-team league, or could there be another?
Chuck, we anticipate being a 13-team league.
Question about the value of each member of the Big 12 for President Lofton.
What I've suggested to my colleagues in the Big 12 over the last several months is that we really need to look internally into the Big 12 and ask the question, why did Nebraska want to leave last year? Why did Colorado want to leave? Why was there so much turmoil there? So I've encouraged my colleagues and the Big 12 directors to look carefully at those kinds of issues there. As you know, the revenue sharing within the SEC is equal. It is not so within the Big 12 currently. We've discussed thoroughly moving in that direction. Steps have been taken in that direction, but we're not there yet. That's only one specific issue I can raise specifically with you that says that there's not equality in terms of revenue sharing right now, which is one critical issue within the Big 12. In my mind, I encourage my colleagues there in the Big 12 earlier to think seriously about that particular issue among others. So I certainly think that the Big 12 has every opportunity to try to move in a direction which will give it stability and a great, bright future. We hope it will happen. Again, we just think the fit with the SEC is extraordinarily good. And as I said a while ago, we believe our visibility as an institution and that of our athletes here at Texas A&M will be much higher within a conference, the SEC conference right now. So that's why we're doing it.
Two more questions. David? Question regarding the renovation of Kyle Field. Given the conference affiliation change, how has that affected the timeline in the school?
I would not say it's had any direct effect. We're really trying to make the very best decision. We've worked carefully with our colleagues in the 12th Man Foundation, with athletics, and also within our facilities organization here at Texas A&M and also at the system level to discuss that. We, at one point, were thinking in terms of beginning a major project as early as the end of the season in 2012. We've decided now to wait until at least 2013 to begin that to make sure we do it right. We definitely think we need to work on Kyle Field from many perspectives. Part of it's been here for almost 100 years, so it needs some work, obviously. What that work is to be worked out with us, with our team, very carefully. So right now we're taking our time to figure out exactly what the right plan is for Kyle Field, and we will be getting that work as early as the end of the season for football in 2013.
Question for Bill Byrne. What are you looking most forward to as a member of the SEC?
You know, we had been using the SEC as kind of a training ground for some of the coaches we've hired recently. We're going to be changing that. But my favorite track coach in the whole world, Pat Henry, sent me a note. He said, "What do you want me to do first?" And I said, "Let's go win some SEC track and field championships." What we want to do is continue to have the kind of success we have been having over the last 5 or 6 years. The Aggies are relevant in college athletics. We want to continue to be. We are building champions at Texas A&M. And I believe that being a part of the best conference in the country, it goes with our philosophy that a rising tide raises all ships. When you increase the competition level, your athletes will step up, and we will get better. We will continue to get better every day, every month, every year. That's our goal, winning championships at Texas A&M.